Welcome to Switzerland in Sound, produced and presented by Bob Zanotti.
Do you believe in astrology? Well, even if you don't, I would venture a guess that you probably, from time to time, have at least looked at your horoscope in the daily newspaper or in a magazine. But many people in this world take astrology very seriously. It's not a parlor game. For them, it is almost a science. It's something that goes very deep and requires a great deal of training and experience to master. One such person is here in the Swiss city of Zurich, Switzerland's largest city. He's Claude Weiss, who is the director of AstroData. Mr. Weiss is not only an accomplished astrologer in his own right, but he has added a new dimension that goes back even several years. We could call this certainly a visionary and very pioneering effort. He applied the computer, modern technology, in helping to create highly accurate astrological charts. Mr. Weiss, first of all, how did you become an astrologer? What got you interested in astrology in the first place?
Well, I was in India at that time. I was there for the industry. And my marriage started to fall apart. So I was in a crisis. And as it is, when you are in a crisis, you're open to maybe astrologers or palmists, and I had contacts with a lot of these people, and they told me very interesting things which I just couldn't find out immediately where they get that from. So especially the astrologer was very interesting, and it was so interesting that I thought, well, it seems to be right what he says, but how does he come to these conclusions? And I wanted to study it. Of course, I started with Indian astrology, and I saw, well, this is not the right thing for me. I found also some English books, some American books, and I used these.
I know in Indian culture and civilization, especially among the Hindus, but not only, they take astrology very, very seriously. It's part of Vedic science, which is the basis of Hindu philosophy.
Yes, absolutely. And the astrology has a totally different status there. You have many professors of universities which give astronomy, they give mathematics, and they give astrology. It's absolutely accepted, and I, in my task which I had there, I had a lot of contacts with government, with Indian governments, and I could realize if people notice that you are interested in these things, that you're open to it, they will speak openly to you, and they were very, very open and accepting all these subjects.
I've heard, and in fact I know someone personally who went to India and had very detailed readings and was even told, was asked first by the astrologer, if this individual wanted to know when he was going to die. That's hard for Westerners to take. Is that ethical in your opinion?
No, it is not. For Europeans, for Westerners, it's not. Maybe, I cannot judge, maybe Indians can deal with that because they have a totally different philosophical system.
Reincarnation and karma,
exactly,
being two aspects.
Exactly. Yeah. So death is not a terrible thing in some way.
You'll be back anyway.
Yes, exactly. So it's just the question when you change your cosmic address.
Yeah.
But for us, it would be absolutely unethical to do that. And there is no good Western astrologer who will do that.
What is, incidentally, the main difference between so-called Western astrology, as we understand it here, and Indian astrology?
The big difference is that we are very interested in psychology. Indians are less interested.
They're more fatalistic in the
Absolutely.
Philosophical sense,
exactly.
Aren't they?
Yeah. And if you ask an Indian why he goes to the astrologer, he will tell you, well, I want to know about the future. I do not want to know about myself. I know how I am myself. The Westerner will be interested how he is himself. So that's a big difference.
Now, you used a word, psychology, and of course many skeptics or critics would say, or cynics would say, aha, you see, they're just clever psychologists. They look at the people, their victims, size them up and tell them what they think they want to hear.
Well, actually, it does not work as we do it. That was for me also the good reason to start with computer astrology, because people have just to indicate their birth date and whether they are male or female, and with the birth time, and they get a delineation of their character. And so psychology, or the kind of knowing somebody,
the subjective aspect
is out.
But doesn't in some cases the psychology or the subjective nature of a reading or looking at an individual help in interpreting the results of the chart?
Of course, absolutely. You have two different questions there. The one is the more philosophical question. What is very interesting, you are able to tell important things about somebody without seeing the person. That's one thing. On the other hand, if somebody has questions, of course, he is much better off going to an astrologer and being able to discuss these questions with the astrologer.
But are you psychologists in the conventional sense?
Well, I did a lot of training in different modern fields of psychology, for example, psychosynthesis, gestalt therapy. In early years, I studied also Jungian psychology.
Very much at home here in Zurich, the Jung Institute.
Yes, of course, exactly. So, although I do not have a degree in that, I know a lot about it, and I have a lot of practice also.
But again, this is not to manipulate. This is simply to help the client understand the chart better and how it might apply to him or her more directly and more precisely.
Exactly. The good astrologer is not the one who tells somebody the truth. The good astrologer is the one who tells a person what this person can understand.
How much truth that individual can handle at any given time.
And also in the language of the person.
I have to ask you this question. We talked about the Indian astrologers asking you if you want to know when you're going to die. Is that kind of a prediction also possible in Western astrology?
My assumption is that it is not possible in this way. We can, of course, indicate certain dates which can be dangerous for life, but I think it's not possible to say somebody will die at that specific moment.
But you can say, for example, watch out next week or the end of next week. There's a possibility that you might be accident prone. You should pay a special attention or be especially careful. This sort of thing you can do.
Yes, but I would say that you have also to be very careful in telling that.
Otherwise, because you could make a person oversensitive.
Yeah. There can be some self-fulfilling prophecy. Mm-hmm. If people take that in, and for example, they have to drive, and you tell them it's very dangerous, they can produce an accident. So it may be better than not to drive. Yeah. If you can reach that, maybe that would be the solution.
You're getting into an area which can only be described by the word ethics. In serious astrology, and for serious astrologers, ethics are very complicated and very important.
Exactly. This is a very important matter, and we have several organizations, astrological organizations, which cover this aspect, which expect also from the members that they sign an ethic code.
Like in professions like medicine or law, very similar.
Exactly. Yeah. So we have a Swiss Association of Astrologers, and I'm the president of that, and we also have such a code.
I know it's difficult because each case is unique in its own way, but in general, can you say what can safely and accurately be predicted or seen in a chart, in an astrological chart?
You know, it's in some way a bit difficult because interpreting a chart is like interpreting a dream. there are different possible meanings. So it will need a lot of experience from the astrologer to know which will be the meaning, which is the most probable one. And then also it's better if you can discuss it with the person in order to really assess together what could be the meaning of that period of time.
Reminds me of a dictionary. You mention a word and you go and look at the meaning, and there might be several meanings, and you have to know the context of
and
the
you
word.
You have that very often in English words.
Very often indeed,
very often,
yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
Uh-huh. It can be a very ambiguous language.
I think that's a very good example for that.
Yeah, and this is where the experienced, serious professional astrologer comes in.
Exactly.
To look at the individual, talk with this person, and find out how the chart fits in with the
yes.
reading.
And you know, what is very important also, there are some higher level manifestations of a constellation and some lower levels. So it's very important that an astrologer has a broad meaning of life so that he can relate also to the higher levels, not just to the lower levels. Because, for example, if you take Mars and Saturn, Mars is action, is speed, and Saturn is kind of being blocked, is stone. So a negative meaning could be an accident. Mm-hmm. And the positive meaning is working hard towards achievement. And this is the same constellation. Two totally different meanings.
A lot of people would like to believe that astrology is accurate or can give us a lot of information about ourselves, about our destiny, and so on. But the question is always asked, how is it possible for celestial bodies, stars and planets and everything, to have an influence on us here on Earth? How does this fit together?
Well, we do not speak about influence. We speak about synchronicity. Something is happening in the sky, and somebody is born here at the same moment. Carl Gustav Jung also gave the example that it's similar with people like with wines. Being at a certain moment, a certain year is a very good year. It has a specific taste, and it has also to do with where it was grown.
You can plant the same grape mm-hmm. in different soils, and it produces an entirely different wine based on where it's grown.
Yes, yes. And of course, it's much more complex with human beings.
So the stars and the planets are not beaming messages to us to behave a certain way. They simply are signs or indicators or milestones in a way, position points that the astrologer can look at and say, the way it was lined up at your exact moment of birth, it's likely that this constellation will indicate a certain behavioral pattern, for example.
And if you are able to read these signs, you can decipher that.
Now, of course, the word today is science. Can you prove it? What do we know scientifically to prove all of this or to support these claims? Is there any evidence there?
Well, there is evidence. There have been experiments. There have been studies on many thousands of people. But, it's very difficult. It has been very difficult for these scientists who have been doing these studies to have that published and to have that accepted, because in some way astrology is such a provocation for the science we have normally.
Orthodox science.
Yes, the orthodox science, that it cannot be accepted that scientists have started to behave in unscientific ways to try to prove that it cannot be.
On the other hand, if we take this term parapsychology, basically it's a collection of all the things that orthodox science simply couldn't figure out, so they threw it into that category and said, let them worry about it. And I guess astrology is part of this parapsychology.
Yes, although there is, the situation has improved. Astrology is being taught at certain universities. So that's a new thing, not only in India, but there is one place in Great Britain, actually. There is one place in California also. So it has improved.
I understand that astrology is actually being used by some physicians and psychiatrists and psychologists.
Absolutely.
In dealing with patients.
Absolutely, many. And in Switzerland, for example, we can observe now that astrology is gaining acceptance also in economy, the field of economy, partly in the field of politics. So
they would never admit it, though.
No, right? No, of course not. But the position of astrology is improving.
Carl Gustav Jung, the great Zurich psychiatrist, the father of Jungian psychology, of course, was personally convinced about astrology.
Absolutely. And he consulted charts of clients, and he also created the expression, astrology is the grandmother of psychology.
It's a nice twist. Also, you mentioned synchronicity, which is a very Jungian concept, of course. Things happen not by chance. There is no chance that they happen for a specific purpose. They're set up that way, and his whole psychology is based on that. How can people find a good astrologer, a serious qualified astrologer?
They can address the National Organization of Astrologers, who will be able to give them addresses. That's one thing. And the other thing is that you should make sure that the astrologers increases your freedom and does not try to make you dependent on something. Yeah. That's a very important criteria.
Certainly in the Western world, the people defend their freedom. They want that freedom of choice and personal decision-making. And I guess the point is well taken. If you are dealing with someone who tries to control you by giving you the impression that only he or she, the astrologer, can help you and you must work through them, this is not serious. In fact, it's manipulative and dangerous. Is that correct?
Yes. It's not the way we see the evolution of human beings.
Astrology has been around literally for millennia. But right now, we hear so much more about the New Age movement, so many people becoming interested in what used to be called the offbeat or the esoteric or metaphysical. Are times good for astrology, in the best sense of the term?
I think times are good since quite a few years. The best thing which happened to astrology was that it started to use psychology. Because with psychology, you can really express the constellations in a language that people can understand. And you learn to know also how to bring it over to somebody. Times are good for astrology also because many models, many systems we had to explain reality are not working anymore. And people realize that.
We see that every day in politics and economics.
Absolutely. There is a total discontinuity in many fields. We have to reinvent ourselves, and astrology is very helpful in that because it taps right into the archetypal world.
Let's go back to something you said at the very beginning, Mr. Weiss, and that is taking the guesswork or the subjectivity out of astrology through the use of the computer. You have written these softwares yourself, and as anyone can hear, you're a very serious and learned astrologer. But obviously you must have a talent as a software and a software engineer as well and writer. But how is it possible for this impersonal, unfeeling bunch of silicon chips to give us information that's so sensitive and so personal?
Well, it is reliable, and it's really very astonishing. I think one has to experience that to believe it. And, you know, we have a school also, and many people come to our school because they read an astrological analysis, which was done by computer, and they ask themselves, how is it possible that this machine knows me so well? So the important thing is just that the program is good, that you were recreating the steps which an astrologer uses to delineate a chart.
The standard ones. You're not taking the interpretation away from the astrologer, but the nuts and bolts work, so to speak, you're giving to the computer.
Yes, yes. And, of course, you have certain laws, how things work together, and you put that in the program, and then you get interesting results.
And you've tested this, of course, for years now, and you're completely convinced that this works.
Yes, absolutely. Simply that it's always an interpretation, and the interpretation will be as good as the astrologer is. Astrology is not at trial here. It's the astrologers.
It's like the racing car. It's the driver who drives it.
Exactly, yes.
As far as your own company here in Zurich is concerned, AstroData, I believe you have this service available in German and in French, but is there any possibility to get readings or consultations in English?
Yes, of course. The consultations can be given in different languages, at least English and French.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to say that before we actually spoke, you were very, very kind to give me my own analysis here in printed form. I had to furnish you with the exact place and moment of birth, which was the 15th of December 1945 at 7:10 in the morning in actually the state of New Jersey, but it was close enough to New York City. And I had a chance to read this. My wife and I sat down and read it, and we just gasped. She said to me, "This is you." And she knows me pretty well, obviously. And I was absolutely amazed. I didn't believe such a thing was possible. And you also have a chart which has been generated by the computer here. And I wonder, I know it's difficult in a very short time, but can you just read the essentials there, the things that pop out at you right away?
Well, what pops out is that the present times are very, very special times for you, for your life, for your development. You are at a new beginning and at the start of a new life at present. That strikes me when looking at the chart immediately. You have Sagittarius ascendant and the Sagittarius sun, and you have Pluto on both of them. And that's quite something. That's a lot of energy, and it has to do with new projects, with also new philosophy. And if you do what you think is right, the right thing, you have a tremendous power also. So it's an absolutely important moment, and in some way it can be also the most important moment in your life.
Claude Weiss, the founder and director of AstroData here in Zurich, Switzerland's largest city. I think we could go on for hours. It's a fascinating subject. And thank you for shedding light on astrology, what it is and what it isn't. For Switzerland in Sound, in the celestial heavens in Zurich, this is Bob Zanotti.
If you want more information about Switzerland in Sound, check them out online at www.switzerlandinsound.com.